Listening test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The entire listening test will last approximately 45 minutes. There are four parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in your test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Look at the example item below. Now, listen to the four statements. A.
They're leaving the room.
B.
They're turning on the machine.
C.
They're standing near the table.
D.
They're reading the newspaper.
Statement C,
they're standing near the table,
is the best description of the picture. So you should select answer C and mark it on your answer sheet. Now, part one will begin. Number one. Look at the picture marked number one in your test book. A.
He's riding a bicycle.
B.
He's running on a track.
C.
He's hiking on a path.
D.
He's making a basket.
Number two. Look at the picture marked number two in your test book. A.
The woman is getting into a car.
B.
The woman is holding an umbrella.
C.
The woman is exiting a train.
D.
The woman is packing a suitcase.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A.
They're shelving some books.
B.
They're sitting at their desks.
C.
They're looking at a document.
D.
They're moving office furniture.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A.
She's drinking from a bottle.
B.
She's reading a piece of paper.
C.
She's opening a folder.
D.
She's typing on a keyboard.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book. A.
They're waiting in line.
B.
They're standing on the stairs.
C.
They're unpacking some bags.
D.
They're talking on their phones.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A.
A store is selling balloons.
B.
A crowd is looking up at the sky.
C.
A sign is posted on the glass.
D.
A balloon is up in the air.
Go on to the next page. Number 7. Look at the picture marked number 7 in your test book. A.
Some people are shopping in a market.
B.
Some people are working in a warehouse.
C.
Some people are walking outdoors.
D.
Some people are constructing a wall.
Number 8. Look at the picture marked number 8 in your test book. A.
She's arranging the chairs.
B.
She's eating dinner.
C.
She's watering the plants.
D.
She's setting the table.
Number 9. Look at the picture marked number 9 in your test book. A.
He's wiping the floor.
B.
He's writing on the board.
C.
He's buying office supplies.
D.
He's typing on a computer.
Number 10. Look at the picture marked number 10 in your test book. A.
A truck is being parked.
B.
A building is under construction.
C.
A worker is entering the building.
D.
A street is being paved.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and 3 responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only 1 time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. For example, you will hear,
"Where is the meeting room?"
You will also hear, A.
To meet the new director.
B.
It's the first room on the right.
C.
Yes, at 2:00.
The best response to the question,
"Where is the meeting room?"
is choice B.
It's the first room on the right.
So B is the correct answer. You should mark answer B on your answer sheet. Now let us begin with question number 11. Number 11.
How can I reach the manager?
A.
By phone or email.
B.
By tomorrow.
C.
Mr. Smith.
Number 12.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
A.
At the corner store.
B.
No, thank you.
C.
A couple of weeks.
Number 13.
Who gave the lecture?
A.
Which pictures?
B.
I gave it away.
C.
Dr. Kozar did.
Number 14.
Would you like to have lunch in a restaurant or the cafeteria?
A.
Yes, I'd like some, please.
B.
From 12 to 1.
C.
I'd prefer the cafeteria.
Number 15.
What page is the publisher's address on?
A.
It's off now.
B.
Check page 3.
C.
The entire company.
Number 16.
Why did Dr. Schwartz change his travel plans?
A.
On the aeroplane.
B.
He wanted an earlier flight.
C.
3:00 today.
Number 17.
What time is the play?
A.
The piano player.
B.
At 9 p.m.
C.
At Mayfair Theatre.
Number 18.
The bank is open until 6, isn't it?
A.
A direct flight.
B.
A lot of them.
C.
Only on Fridays.
Number 19.
How do you turn the alarm off?
A.
Press the orange button.
B.
Bottles and labels.
C.
At the traffic light.
Number 20.
Where will Mr. Zhao be working?
A.
For a year.
B.
In London.
C.
From 9 to 5.
Number 21.
Have you had your computer repaired yet?
A.
No, downstairs.
B.
Yes, it works much better now.
C.
Because they haven't met.
Number 22.
Is this your first visit here?
A.
Yes, we've never been here before.
B.
No, the second one from the left.
C.
He promised he'd be on time.
Number 23.
Why are you working so late?
A.
The deadline is tomorrow.
B.
To the 14th floor.
C.
Yes, I probably will.
Number 24.
When does the training start?
A.
Using the phone system.
B.
Right after lunch.
C.
In the main conference room.
Number 25.
Would you rather talk about the plan now or later?
A.
I'd prefer a salad.
B.
No, I don't see the waiter.
C.
Whenever you're ready.
Number 26.
Do you want to assist us with this project?
A.
Yes, I've heard that.
B.
It should be over there.
C.
Sorry, I won't have time.
Number 27.
Why won't Ms. Stein be in the office tomorrow?
A.
She's leaving for Hanoi.
B.
Next to the media room.
C.
Three of them, I think.
Number 28.
This new product proposal is well written.
A.
He usually rides the bus.
B.
Yes, it was just a cold.
C.
It really is, isn't it?
Number 29.
How far is the post office from here?
A.
Not far at all, actually.
B.
Probably twice a day.
C.
€2 per kilogram.
Number 30.
Let's meet at the warehouse at 4.
A.
Do you have chocolate?
B.
I think it's a big house.
C.
3:30 would be better.
Number 31.
Should we take the bus or the train?
A.
The bus is faster.
B.
At the ticket window.
C.
Our trainer was late.
Number 32.
Which accounts were you assigned to manage?
A.
The smaller ones.
B.
I was counting on you.
C.
Look for the exit sign.
Number 33.
Where's the printer paper?
A.
Metals and plastics.
B.
Maybe next week.
C.
There's none left.
Number 34.
Don't you have a meeting with the sales representative today?
A.
Yes, they're doing well.
B.
No, it's been postponed.
C.
It was a present.
Number 35.
What are they building near our office?
A.
On the first floor.
B.
A supermarket, I heard.
C.
It's less expensive there.
Number 36.
The passport office is closing soon.
A.
Let's hurry then.
B.
No, it's an hour by train.
C.
They're nice shoes.
Number 37.
I haven't received my order yet.
A.
I'll have one.
B.
No, not recently.
C.
I'll check on it for you.
Number 38.
Who's Ms. Perez meeting at the airport?
A.
In 2 hours.
B.
The new director.
C.
Near gate 56.
Number 39.
You don't know where Jim is, do you?
A.
I'll see you then.
B.
I have a cold.
C.
He's just gone outside.
Number 40.
Do you need someone to look over this report?
A.
Because my car broke down.
B.
Sorry, I don't know the area.
C.
Harumi already said she would.
Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
I just got a call from Mr. Chen. It looks like we're on target for the November 15th launch of our new mobile phone design.
That's good news. Are we planning any activities that day to celebrate its introduction to the market?
Yes. There's going to be a reception for all employees in the conference room upstairs at 5 o'clock.
Okay. I'll send out an email to let everyone know.
Number 41. What are the speakers discussing? Number 42. What type of activity is planned? Number 43. What does the man say he will do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Can you help me set the tables before the dining room opens? The delivery truck with the clean tablecloths was late, so we need to hurry.
Sure, but we actually still have time. It's only 4 o'clock now.
I know, but we usually have a big crowd for dinner on Saturday nights, and the customers might start arriving early.
Okay, I can help you get started, but then I need to prepare the menu board before 5. You're right that we have to be ready before a lot of people arrive.
Number 44. Where most likely does this conversation take place? Number 45. What does the man want help with? Number 46. Why are the speakers concerned? Go on to the next page. Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
I received this shirt as a gift for my birthday, and I'd like to return it, please.
Of course. I can take care of that for you. Is there something wrong with the shirt?
No, the shirt is fine. It's just that I already have one that looks a lot like this one. I don't have the receipt, but I was hoping that I could get a cash refund.
I'm sorry, but without a receipt I can only exchange the shirt or give you store credit. Can I interest you in one of the new sweaters for this season? Or perhaps a jacket?
Number 47. What item does the man want to return? Number 48. What does the man say about the item? Number 49. What does the man request? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hello. I'm calling to reserve a room at your hotel for next Thursday the 23rd.
Next Thursday? I'm sorry. It appears we are completely booked that night. We do have rooms available on Friday, however.
No, that won't work. I'll only be in San Antonio for one night while I attend a medical conference.
Number 50. Who most likely is the man? Number 51. What day does the woman plan to stay in San Antonio? Number 52. What field does the woman probably work in? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Do you remember the play we saw advertised in the newspaper on Monday?
Yes, it was a mystery. It sounded really good.
Well, it's playing right here in town at the Belmar Theater, right across from the Italian restaurant. I'm going to order some tickets for it. Do you want me to order some for you too?
Yes, but not for Friday. I'm having dinner that night with clients from London. I'd like tickets, but only if you can get them for Saturday night.
Number 53. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 54. What does the woman offer to do? Number 55. When is the man going to be busy? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm calling about an item I purchased online from your electronics store last week. It was a Franklin DVD player, and it hasn't arrived yet.
Oh, do you have the order confirmation number?
Yes, I printed out the receipt. The number is 877431.
Well, it appears that package was shipped promptly. It should have arrived yesterday. Don't worry, I'm going to try to locate the package for you. I'll call you back as soon as I have more information.
Number 56. Who most likely is the woman? Number 57. Why is the man calling? Number 58. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
I just heard that tonight's retirement dinner for Christine Miller had to be postponed.
Yes, the stormy weather delayed her flight, so we're not sure when she'll arrive.
That's a shame. She was such a good public relations director. She deserves to be honored.
Well, I think the company president is going to try to reschedule the dinner for next week.
Number 59. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 60. Why was Christine Miller's flight delayed? Number 61. According to the woman, what will the company president probably do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
I often ride this train to the city, and I've never seen it this crowded, especially at 2 in the afternoon.
I think a lot of people are probably headed into the city for the championship game at Turner Sports Arena tonight.
But that game doesn't start until 8 tonight. It still seems very early for the train to be this crowded.
Well, I heard on the radio that a lot of stores are running special sales and promotions today to attract some extra business, especially from the sports fans coming from out of town.
Number 62. Where are the speakers? Number 63. According to the speakers, what is happening in the city tonight? Number 64. What does the man say about the stores? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Do you know if Mr. Miller decided on who he's going to hire as the new managing editor yet?
Well, he was looking at two final candidates. Both had great qualifications, but he decided that Sarah Johansson was the best one.
Oh, she's done a great job as editor of the Daily Advertiser. When does she start?
They wanted her to begin in February, but she can't start until March.
Number 65. What job is Sarah Johansson being hired for? Number 66. How many final candidates were being considered? Number 67. When will Ms. Johansson probably begin? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
Last week I ordered 5 boxes of paper with our company logo on it from the print shop. Do you know if the boxes have arrived yet?
Actually, the print shop just called and said they had some trouble with their printing equipment and the paper won't be delivered until Friday afternoon.
I can't wait until Friday. I have to send copies of our sales report to the main office by Thursday, and they have to be on official company stationery.
Why don't you call Jasmine in the accounting department? I know she recently received a large shipment of supplies. She probably has some company stationery that you can use so you can finish the job by Thursday.
Number 68. Why is the woman concerned? Number 69. When does the woman have to send copies of the sales report? Number 70. What does the man suggest? Go on to the next page. Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following recorded information.
Thank you for calling PDW Delivery Services. In this new automated system, you may track your package, order mailing supplies, or schedule a pickup. Please listen carefully to the following instructions. You can repeat instructions at any time by pressing the star key on your telephone. First, using the numbers on your telephone keypad, please enter your customer identification number. If you do not have a customer identification number, please press 0 in order to be connected to a customer service specialist.
Number 71. What is the main purpose of the message? Number 72. What type of business is the recording about? Number 73. What is the caller asked to provide? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following radio announcement.
Good evening, and thanks for listening to Radio Q, your station for news and information. It's a beautiful evening for the drive home, and travel conditions are light on most of the roadways. There is some congestion due to a fallen tree on Highway 97, especially in and around the Ground Hills area. You'll want to avoid that area while the tree is being removed. For an alternate route, drivers are advised to take Highway 5 if possible, and to take the Ground Hills exit off of Highway 5. That's all for the hourly traffic report. We wish you quick and safe travels.
Number 74. What is the subject of this announcement? Number 75. What is causing a problem? Number 76. What does the speaker recommend? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following voicemail message.
Hello, Ms. Park. This is Stuart Reed from Genco Financial, following up on our interview earlier this week. I was very impressed with your qualifications. Your background in investments is strong, and I like that you are already working here in Hong Kong. As we discussed, this position involves monthly trips to our London office, but you said that it was not a problem for you. I'd like you to meet with Mr. Schmidt, our finance director, since he will make the final hiring decision. He is in Zurich right now, but should be back in Hong Kong tomorrow. Please get in touch with me as soon as possible so we can arrange a meeting later this week.
Number 77. Where is the speaker? Number 78. Why is the speaker calling? Number 79. According to the speaker, what will Mr. Schmidt do? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following announcement.
Good afternoon, Food Mart shoppers. Have you visited our totally remodeled bakery section yet? Our delicious cakes and pies are baked here daily. Today's manager's special is chocolate fudge cake. Why don't you buy one for home or the office? And don't forget to check our advertisement in the newspaper each week for special prices on food items throughout the store. And remember, our new store hours start tomorrow. We'll now be open until 12 midnight Monday through Saturday, and until 10 o'clock on Sunday.
Number 80. Where is this announcement most likely taking place? Number 81. What does the speaker suggest reading in a newspaper? Number 82. According to the speaker, what will soon change? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following talk.
And now I am very pleased to introduce Martin Palmer, the keynote speaker at this year's convention. Mr. Palmer is one of the International Association of Architects' most outstanding members, and we were very excited when he agreed to be our speaker. In his long and distinguished career, Mr. Palmer has designed buildings all over the world. During his talk today, he'll be showing us some slides of his most recent project, the Emerson Towers in Sydney. As you probably know, he received the Kingsley Award for Best Architectural Design for the Emerson Towers. Mr. Palmer will soon be leaving for Brussels, where he will begin his next project.
Number 83. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 84. Where is this talk probably taking place? Number 85. What is Mr. Palmer's professional field? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following advertisement.
Are you looking for a new career? Would you like to work in a hospital or a doctor's office? If you're looking to challenge yourself and make a better living, then Carleton Institute could be for you. At Carleton, we specialize in training people for careers in the healthcare industry. We offer you the convenience of 5 locations in the Long Beach area, including our main campus in Pines Park and our newly opened school in High Hills. To get started on an exciting career in healthcare, go to www.carletoninstitute.edu and fill out the online application. On our website, you can also find directions to our 5 convenient locations and find out what some of our graduates are doing.
Number 86. According to the advertisement, what does the Carleton Institute offer? Number 87. According to the speaker, why is the Carleton Institute convenient? Number 88. What does the speaker recommend? Go on to the next page. Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Mr. Eldridge. This is Serena from Palmer Office Supplies. I'm calling about your order we received yesterday. The red file folders you wanted are not in stock right now, but if you want to substitute blue folders, we can include them with the rest of your order. It's scheduled to be delivered to your office on Thursday. If you want to wait for the red folders, it will take about 2 weeks. I won't charge your account until I know what you want to do, so please call me back and let me know. I'll be here until 4 today, or you can leave a message on my voicemail.
Number 89. Who most likely is the caller? Number 90. According to the speaker, what is the problem? Number 91. What does the woman ask Mr. Eldridge to do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk.
Good evening. This is Christopher Edwards with KRT Radio's cultural program, In the Arts. Tonight, my guest is the award-winning stage actor Kenneth Hopkins. After a long career in the theater, he is now the star of the new film The Very Best. It opened in movie theaters last month, and it's been receiving wonderful reviews. Kenneth Hopkins has been performing professionally since he was 6 years old, so he should have some interesting tales to tell. Tonight he'll share some of his stories about his long career in the theater, and of course he'll tell us about making The Very Best. We'll talk with our guest right after this commercial break.
Number 92. What is the purpose of this talk? Number 93. Who is Kenneth Hopkins? Number 94. What will listeners most likely hear next? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following voicemail message.
Hello, my name is Krista, and I'm calling from the National School Administrators Association. This message is for Sophie in the catering department. I'm calling to see about making a reservation for the association's annual awards banquet. The banquet will be for 150 people, and we're hoping to hold it on the last weekend of May. Your banquet facility and catering service has come highly recommended from some of our colleagues in the area. I'd like to have the opportunity to speak with you more about your menu and prices. Sophie, can you get back to me before next week? Please send me an email. My address is krista@isaa.org. Thanks in advance.
Number 95. Why is the speaker calling? Number 96. Why is the speaker interested in this company? Number 97. What does the speaker ask Sophie to do? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk.
I want to thank all of you on the development team for coming early today. This will be a quick meeting about our VS22 computer chip. First of all, I wanted to thank everyone for the hard work you've put into developing this product. Because of your dedication, we are very close to completing our final version of the VS22. We're all very excited about the capabilities of this chip. We believe the public will be amazed at how this chip will change their everyday computing experience. However, there are still a few more problems that need to be worked on. James Waters, our head project engineer, will now talk briefly about the problems he's found and what we all have to do to fix them. James?
Number 98. Who most likely is the intended audience for this talk? Number 99. What kind of business does the speaker work for? Number 100. What will the next speaker most likely talk about? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.